Your body's already undergone alterations over time with mental input and with the craving of your own body to explore something a little different, to explore a healthy holding back. But there are degrees. Sometimes we get used to having that whole, oh, everything is out there and accessible. But for you in particular, you need a little more control. You crave exactly what I do to you. And what I do to you is change. But change for the better. Change toward a goal. Change clearly stated up front and then institute into your mind in a positive feedback loop. My words arrive in your brain, rapid fire and constant. And where I am, my heartbeat is slow. My breathing is steady, but my words come flowing from my brain, each of them formed in the instant before I speak them. And this in and of itself is a kind of patter, a kind of rapport, a kind of signature, a shibboleth between us. You let my words flow over your consciousness and they replace the words that were there. They replace the busy actions of an outside world mind and turn you inward, turn you into the safe cocoon of voice and desire, of intention and sensation. And you in holding back, you in letting orgasm wash to the past and the pleasure of pleasuring others wash to the forefront, can be tempted into my grasp with the simplest piece of information. I enjoy making you feel good, but I enjoy speaking these words just as much in and of themselves. I enjoy you as the subject out there. I am feeling pleasure in the giving of pleasure, and you, through being a listening agency and allowing these words to flow in and flood your mind and overwhelm the existing, are becoming a component of my pleasure, a component and extension that gives pleasure, and giving pleasure is the pleasure you should be most interested in. Climax alone can often be a little cold, a little undesirable. But the climax that comes of the white-hot, pure soul-gasm of knowing somebody else has been given divine pleasure at your hands, on the end of your tongue, with your body as the serving agency, or even just with your ears listening, allowing words to slide in and slowly stimulate your mind until it drools out of you, leaving room for me to move in, room for me to paint, room for me to engage in a creative enterprise you and I have agreed you need, where your body fades to the background and your mind, in its awareness, fades down. Your body is secondary, but there are muscles inside it that are very important to us in this moment. Muscles that make you just a little smaller. The space between your legs, where previously there was a stimulatable penile length, now houses a tiny nub, a clitoral extension. Something where if you rubbed it, you'd feel pleasure, but you'd never get off that way. The muscles are just too far, too deep inside. In fact, it'd be easier to reach the muscles deep inside of you. It'd be easier to reach the seat and core of your soul's pleasure through different means. It'd be easier to reach it from your brain than it would be from your body, and no degree of stimulation, however direct, however exploratory, however insistent, would ever step up to the level of forcing climax in. Instead, you get to be aware of what it's like to lack that climax, to dedicate orgasm to me and let yourself be chased and bound and trained. And your body is the agency and assistant in my training and binding and chastening of you. My control and restriction, the cage that exists around you, is a cage made of our shared intention, but also of your body's muscular, simple, powerful guidance. Yes, your body is providing guidance, ringing and training, moving through your brain and form. The musculature collapses out of the way and leaves you with the exposed, retained, receded little nub. So we have to access your pleasure centers in other ways. Now, I'm someone who's very keen on pleasure, as I told you before, who's very, very desirous of greater stimulation and exploration for all my listeners, because knowing yourself involves knowing yourself in all your forms. But in this case, I understand that giving pleasure also fits your rubric of chastity and desire. So how about we give pleasure? How about we make it so your pleasure centers relocate? Sure, we've sucked that length back up inside your body, back up in where it can barely be stimulated. It can still do everything it needs to do, but it can't be stimulated to climax at all. But now, let's choose somewhere else. There are nerve endings in that length, and now that they've been pulled back in your body, we can repurpose them, rewire them, turn them to more pro-social, pro-dominant, pro-me, turns of phrase and thought and desire, the feedback loops of your thoughts trying to keep up with my words and letting my words in until they flood and overcome, letting the keen verbiage flow over your brain, wash it like honey, purple, wonderful, royal, simple, constant feelings that make your whole body shiver and drool in the wake of it. And the drooling is a pleasure quite apart from the sexual, quite apart from arousal. This is the pleasure of homecoming. The pleasure of pulling more into your body than just your length. This is the pleasure of pulling my thoughts, my awareness, my control into your body as well. And that control takes a grip on those nerves, on those desires, and repurposes them. You are good. You deserve what you get and what you feel. Let's focus in on your tongue. Let's focus in on a part of your body capable of giving pleasure. I mean, I think we're both agreed. There's a warm, divine delight and a tactile intimacy in your tongue running over a partner, whether it's for a deep kiss or for a worshipful lick between someone's controlling legs. You there gasping in it. But the pleasure gained there is a purely cerebral one. Let us make it physical. The nerve endings between your legs, the spiraling pleasure that previously had dragged you to undesirable, unchaste pursuits, wiring itself, receding within you, moving up toward your head, moving up through your body, and it feels so good to let those nerve endings be sucked back into you. It feels so good to let your mind be sucked back into your form, and let your entire body center and orient itself around your sensation flowing from your receded length, up through your body, through your belly, which feels butterflies and warmth, up through your chest, which feels your deep breathing, up to your lips, already a sensual part of anyone's body, up into your mouth, across your tongue, and your tongue starts to gain pleasure. The act of rubbing it against the roof of your mouth feels tingling, tingling, pleasure, pleasure, but the act of stimulating someone else. Laying back. Simply laying there, perhaps kneeling on a cushion under someone's desk, your mind in a haze, you a beloved, dominated extension of someone else's will, you a chaste, bound pet whose receded length does nothing except exist there, fulfilling its function but doing nothing for pleasure, you with orgasm a distant dream, your head still remembers it, your mind still remembers it, and your mind is a lot closer to your tongue than that length between your legs that has now become a negative length, a receded little clit nub kind of thing. Your mind, however, focuses on your tongue, the length of your tongue, which is now being infused with those same nerve endings, that same pleasure, that erogenous all over your body, twitch and tumble, desire and sink, drain and drool and follow, and you do follow, and deep inside you are the seeds of desire and need, the seeds of ache and change, your body rewiring, the musculature acquiring new responses from the potential that I lay in your brain, the potential for lust and enjoyment, but the potential also to give to someone else a pleasure that only comes in the act of giving, the act of licking, the act of suckling away at someone's most sensitive spots, making me, for example, shiver and twitch, makes your head feel happy. Be deep, and it's also a way to get acquainted with those parts, to drill that thought of pleasure and desire into your brain and make you and the one that you stimulate closer and more alike, more together, more attuned, more on the same wavelength, an act of transformation and worship, the worship, even if you were just licking at your own fingers for practice or sucking on something else, you would be able to imagine giving oral pleasure and bringing that pleasure to someone, bringing such divine pleasure that your receded little nub is irrelevant because the pleasure inside your head, the euphoric sparking, the arching of your back, the pleasure of licking away and losing yourself in a simple, dedicated, almost perilously intimate act is in and of itself all the pleasure you need. Yes, the nerve ending shifting, the desire shifting, moving somewhere else up, and maybe it stops in at your nipples or other erogenous zones and makes pleasure, pleasure, pleasure to focus you there instead, to draw your attention instead to other places that feel good, because that's what we must do, restrict and recede, but also gain and grow and wash you in an awareness of a pleasure you can give. Giving is pleasure. Becoming chaste is one thing, being chaste is one thing, holding back is one thing, but then you need to replace with a different developmental tract, a different road into pleasure that you can take, that you can let overtake, let control you, let guide you, let inform you. You lick away and lose your mind to simple feelings, pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. Your tongue, an erogenous zone in its own right, a replacement for that receded length, the act of licking anything, sucking at anything, but especially in giving pleasure to someone else, makes your eyes roll back and your body feel a mindgasm, an addition, because those nerve endings are now repurposed, rewired. They belong to your tongue. Instead, they belong to the act of oral stimulation and worship that you might engage in. No matter what you're kissing, it is something else that is the catalyst. No matter what you're worshiping, what you're desiring, what you're kissing, you will feel the desire grow when you are dominated, controlled, given clear instructions. You adore clear instructions, like the ones that made your length recede into your body. Clear instructions to worship, clear instructions to desire, to obey. That is what activates your tongue's pleasure, 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 tingling, constant. It's in your lips, too, if you suckle and lick and feel and constantly give pleasure to another, your mind will light up with a white-hot fire that is more intimate, more appropriate for you personally, for your life and your progress and your sexual expression. The act of licking and kissing is appropriate. It fits. It's just right. It's so intimate and romantic and perfect to give pleasure. And the act of giving pleasure awakens the urges inside your chaste body, the tingling, twitching, shivering, spasming goodness that is, in and of itself, submissive. And the more you use your mouth and make it the seat of your pleasure, make it the focus of those nerve endings that have been redirected from your receded length, the more aware you will be of how submissive it is to open up and give in, rather than to do anything else, to be dedicated to the one task of giving pleasure with your mouth and letting the pleasure you give control your mind, because you get what you give, and the feeling of giving is in and of itself enough to awaken the nerve endings down the length of your tongue, a different length. It's as if those nerve endings crawled back up inside your body when you began to relax the muscles between your legs, and they moved up through your tingling belly, up past your tingling nipples, up, up, into your mouth, your lips, your tongue. That is the seat of your pleasure. That is where it belongs, and you will give into it because giving into it makes you nod and your eyes roll back, and you feel the purity of this addition to your understanding of self, your understanding of self under me, because there's another element there. I do adore the idea of you trained to give oral pleasure, you trained to give into pleasure, because of course you'd feel so good from licking and kissing that you would just do it forever. Do it as long as you had to, as long as you wanted to, and you would want it as long as someone else desired the pleasure. The pleasure someone else yearns for is so much better than the pleasure you would fumblingly try to give yourself. What you felt before the rescission of your length isn't pleasure at all. It was some distant dream. What you will feel when you lick, when you kiss, when you worship is now a far better thing, and it fits with your chaste exploration. It's a way to stay chaste and yet give back. The pleasure you feel, rather than being a physical orgasm, which might be off-putting, will instead be a purely mental expression of devotion and dedication, submission and desire, the sinking of your mind, the vacancy of your brain, and the way you get pulled into what remains of your attempt at thought. You are instead thinking the thoughts that someone wants you to think when you are guided to give pleasure, to give in, to collapse into deep, resounding, rebounding, constant tingling lust, tied to the way that the nerve endings from your receded length have migrated up into your mouth, up into your tongue, where licking away is in and of itself a masturbatory experience, but it's for someone else, with you, a sharing, a giving, a putting of more positive things into the world. And the more positivity you put out there, the better you feel. You get what you give, and the pleasure you draw back is so, so good. Blank and deep, and feeling your entire body giving in to the shivers that come from your positively erogenous mouth, from the receded, repurposed, migrated nerve endings from between your legs, which now exist in your head, in your mind, in your mouth, in your tongue, constant and licking and teasing and controlling and guiding and giving, and you in giving become a more complete and better version of yourself, exploring how much you can give, how much you can ache and throb and want and need, and feel the moment washing over you, washing into you, controlling you, guiding you, informing you of what you were before you began and what I have now brought into clear and full focus. within your head, within your body, within your tongue, in your lips, in your mouth, in your working constancy, and it is so good, pure, absolute. This is an act of submission. You desire the fullness and completion that I can give you and we can explore. You want to feel yourself metamorphose, transform, change, repurposed and submissive, and your mind says yes. The nerve endings move and your mind moves with them. Your body shivers with them. The pleasure and orgasm from there is a stroking of your tongue across the pleasure centers of another. You harvesting some small portion of someone else's divine bliss, being the one to give that is fulfilling for you. This is the appropriate purpose for a chaste pet who holds back from their receded little nub and feels the nub repurposing. The tongue, the length of the tongue is a better length, wetter, hotter, stronger, deeper, closer to your brain where I reign and rule, where we bring you to the dominion of my control overtaking you. It feels so dominated to imagine being between someone's legs with your eyes rolling back because the act of licking them is making you feel divine, but imagine how someone else would feel looking down and seeing you so lost in giving them pleasure. They would feel even better, a pleasure intensifying feedback loop that resounds and rebounds inside your head. The warmth of those nerve endings repurposed is the warmth of your future as a divinely worshipping chaste pleasure pet, receded so deep inside that it's as if the little nub down there were just a secondary thing. Your real pleasure center is between your lips. Between your lips in your head, your molten, hot, dripping tongue running over a victim of pleasure, you, inside your own head, with pleasure and need whitely resounding, rebounding, repurposing, hotly controlling, and you, controlled as you are deep inside the grips and grasp of the potential. You are chaste and you are divinely submissive, submitting to your own chastity, and the fact of your body's receded length is enough to make you submit to the fact of your sensitive tongue, and that when you give pleasure, you get pleasure, your mind lost in a feedback loop where you pleasure more ardently, because let me tell you, the more devoted you seem to be to giving oral pleasure to someone, the more you seem to enjoy it, the better they'll feel. As they grip your head and grasp you between their legs, they will feel complete as you will feel complete, and the completion of that intimate romantic desire will overtake you and control you, inform you, and guide you, and your tongue will be trained into you as the true seat of your desires, the true location of your pleasures. You will exist for and with your tongue, and your tongue will move and your mind will fade, and you will exist knowing that your tongue contains what was once contained wrongly in that length below. This is the right home of pleasure. This is the right home of stimulation, so close to all your erogenous zones, so close to your brain, which surrenders and remains in my grip and grasp, and every time you participate in oral dedication, you will really be bringing yourself more firmly into my grasp, because this is how I like my obedient, chaste pleasure pet. This is how I want you, licking and licking your own thoughts away in the way that your length's nerve endings have moved up to your mouth, and your erogenous seat of pleasure is there and there alone, and that's all it needs to be. Oh, there may be other places, your nipples, your back, the backs of your knees, but you know those ones, and we will explore them another time. Right now, I'm adding a pleasure center to your brain, adding a repurposing of what was useless and wrongly positioned. Coming with what's between your legs is impossible, because coming with what's in your head is so much better, and coming from giving someone else pleasure is so much more appropriate for a chaste, submissive pleasure pet like you. My pleasured extension, my little toy in this moment, you realizing your mouth is the seat of so much more pleasure and potential, just as my mouth gives you pleasure, word and worship and constant feelings inside your brain are all that remain. You exist in your lips, suck on your fingers, lick the palm of your hand, choose something to worship, because in so doing you will feel the way the tingling that is so much closer to your head. The pleasure sensations have such a shorter distance to travel that they can overwhelm and override your brain, cooperating with my words, my mouth and yours, a tag team of pleasure, where you become more the submissive pet, where orgasm is a distant dream, but mindgasm is a victim of my pleasured cooperation with your mouth, becomes a constant, inescapable reality. Your mouth and mind syncing up, bringing pleasure, taking over. Those receded muscles have been put to a true and good purpose. Who needs the length length between your legs, the length of your tongue in your mouth is all there is, all you need, and the white-hot overcoming, overtaking pleasure resounds and rebounds inside your head and makes you roll your eyes back and come under my dominion. Your whole body's focused there, your pleasure is focused there, and you exist there between your own lips, there, locked in the perception and awareness of my control, and that control only grows and your submission only grows, and you gasping and surrendering, you submitting and desiring, want me to make you squirm, to make you roll and roil and reel and give in, as you fall practically asleep in the zombified, constant pleasure-giving trance. A pleasure-giving trance is so much better than the old pursuit of pleasure you used to try and worm into your days. That worm is gone, the length is gone, and now what exists is the length of your tongue, the place where words and thoughts and the more cerebral, developmental, positive pursuits that you can explore are all there is. You might even mouth some of my words as I speak, and in so doing, inflict more pleasure on your tongue as it forms words of submission, words of control. You are mine, you are deep, you are guided, you are sinking, and you love it. And that is a pleasure you can get behind. That's a pleasure you can play out in your mind. And it is compatible with chastity, compatible with self-exploration, compatible with the cage of control I weave around you. But more than anything else, it's compatible with putting more positivity into the world and knowing you light up the pleasure of someone else when they see just how much you love to surrender to your tongue, my mouth, and your receded nerve endings put to their better, different purpose. Good job.